So God dealt to every man the measure of faith. So we can believe like he does. And not only did he give to us a measure of faith, but listen to this. If he wasn't serious, if he was not serious, why in the world, knowing that he hadn't done nothing wrong, not a single thing, y'all in the house, knowing he had not done anything wrong, but he was willing to humble himself and said, prepare me a body and I'll live like a human being on planet Earth. Came to a world that was filled with wickedness. He had created for goodness and greatness and blessing. But he came to a world that was full of sin. Satan had defiled it. Every man on earth was separated from God. And he found somebody on earth he could agree with. And he started it. It took him 42 generations. But you know God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
Woo. Yes, Lord. I said it took him 42 generations. He didn't quit. And in between the first generation to the 42nd generation, there were all kind of stuff went down, all kind of unbelief. I mean, the earth opened up millions and swallowed them. They supposed to have been following God's law. Just all kind of stuff happened. But he didn't give up. Out of every generation, he found somebody that would continue.
Amen. Jesus.
He found somebody in this generation that believes him. You know what? I'm one of them. How about you? Are you one that you believe God? In spite of what you see, in spite of what's going on, do you believe God? Do you believe him, or are you just going through a ritual? Or do you really believe him? Are you really in love with him? You know you can determine how much you love him. And I'm going to help you out tonight. And I'm going to get on with where I'm going. I'm wrapping this up. How do you know you love God? How much time you spend with the word? How much time you spend in prayer? Hello. If you love me, you can't separate Jesus from God. You can't separate Jesus from the word. He is the word. He is the living word. And we got it in written form. And if you take this, what he said, and put it in your heart and believe it and let it become your lifestyle, act upon it, he'll manifest himself in every word he's spoken to you and me. Do we mess up? Yeah. Do we miss it? Yeah. But we don't glorify that. Like I told you, I don't know when it was, it may have been Sunday, but I said it. When I go out to hunt, and sometimes I'm shooting at my target, I miss. But you know what? I don't just throw the guns aside and just fall down and start squalling. Ah, you don't look welcome. I keep making adjustments till I hit. That's what I do with this word. Even in times, sometimes I prophesy and miss it. I'm gonna quit. No, I'm gonna keep on till I hit it. Hallelujah. Why do you do that, Jimmy? Because I know this word is true. And I'm going to get it in me every day of my life. I don't care what it takes. I refuse to let anybody, anything, anytime, anywhere get in my way. Why? I've fallen in love with my lover. His name is Jesus. I ain't telling you, I kind of love it. I love Jesus. And I don't question his love. I know he loves him some Jimmy Dale Jones. I know he loved him some Jimmy Dale Jones, Tony Jones' son. So, why did I say all that? Because I want to wrap this up. But let him ask in faith. Let him do what? How can I ask in faith? Because I got faith. Faith is of the heart. But let him ask in faith. Nothing. What is nothing? What is nothing? Ain't nothing. Nothing and nothing. Nothing. You can't count nothing. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like what? You ever been out to the pool, the pond, the sea? I've been out in the Gulf. I've been out in the Gulf and get some, and I've seen some huge waves. Now, a little old pond, you can see some waves pretty, you know, little ruffles on the water. But when they start getting 4 and 5 feet tall and you out there, and with the potential to get much, and you know, the further you go out, the bigger, the larger the wave can get. And boy, when they come in to shore, they're going to bring something. And if you got some stuff around close, they're going to knock it out of the way. Because they come with some force. So Satan want to make you waver in your faith. What do you mean? Waver, waves of the sea driven of the wind and tossed. You can't build anything on waves. You'll try to build anything on waves. You can't steady yourself on waves. We was out there one time in the edge of the Gulf. And the way it got pretty rough, and I mean that's what we were doing. I was sitting down, but I couldn't be still. That's because they were doing it. You can't study yourself, and that's what unbelief is. It never make you sure of anything. You're not solid. Everything blows you around. Little problem come up, you doing that. But when you're anchored in the word, and you know that you know, and you know that you know you know, let the wind blow. Woo, let it blow. When you get through blowing, I'm still steady because I'm anchored. I shall not be moved by you. Have I been that way? I've been blown about, but my anchor is getting stronger. I'm hooked on to the rock, and I know it works.